Hello, I am Marine.
Hello, I am Eva.
We are going to draw the parallel between international trade in Shakespeare's drama and in international trade this day. So, Antonio is a rich merchant. However, all of his money is on his ships at sea. Once on Earth, he has no more money. His ships never come back in time because of the ups and downs. So he turns to Sherlock, a Jew who lends him money. A contract is therefore put in place between these two people. If Antonio does not reimburse him before the scheduled date, he would recover his losses with a pound of flesh from Antonio. But unfortunately for him, Antonio's ships got lost at sea, so he cannot repay his debt to Sherlock. Fortunately for him, the contract does not stipulate that his blood must flow. Sherlock cannot get the pound of flesh without shedding his blood, so the contract is not valid.
Now I'm going to talk about the international trade this day. International trade developed from the 20th century. It experienced a significant boom after the end of the Second World War. Globalization has made it possible to exchange a lot. It is the developed countries in Europe and Asia which make international trade work, even if the emerging country like Brazil, Russia, dominates a part. International trade now has laws, standards which didn't exist before. Each country has its own standard for raw materials, labeling. Breaches of these laws, standard can lead to sanction. To conclude, before, if debts were not paid, depending on the contract, lives could be in danger. Nowadays, it's not like that anymore. There are laws that protect human beings. Thank you for your attention.